Welcome to Fables and Fairy Tales, where this week the story is... The Potion of Poetry. This story was written by me, and it's based on a Saxon legend. Here to read it to you, it is I, your storyteller, Chip Cahoon. This is part one, the start of the fun. So with a wink and a grin, let us begin. The gods of the Saxons lived among the clouds, led by the great hunter Woden. One day, Woden gathered all the gods in his great hall and declared, "Friends, it is time we invented stories." Woden's wife, Frigga, asked,
"Why?"
He grinned at her.
"So everyone can hear about our amazing adventures, of course."
But Woden's son, Thunar, asked,
"What's a story?"
So Woden told him,
"It's a mixture of creativity, memory, cleverness, and planning."
Thunar gasped,
"That's a mixture of everything us gods do."
"Exactly,"
Woden said.
"Inventing stories will need a little bit of all of us. That's why I've brought this bucket. We all need to spit in it."
So they did. And because gods are as big as giants, they soon had a huge amount of spit. You may think that's disgusting. And it was. But Woden added some honey, stirred it up, and poured it into three golden jugs. Then he told everyone,
"By tomorrow, this mixture of god spit and honey will have made a potion. Anyone who drinks it will be able to create stories in all sorts of ways. Music, poetry, dance, maybe one day writing, television, and computer games too, once those things have been invented."
The gods went to bed excited, looking forward to drinking the potion in the morning. But that night, two trolls broke into Woden's hall, wanting to steal something pretty, like a gold jug. Have you ever seen a troll? Their skin is yellow like earwax, hairy like a dog's bottom, and smelly like a boot that hasn't been taken off for 6 whole weeks.
Ew.
These two were called Stinker and Bogey. Stinker found the gold jugs first and peered inside.
"Hey, Bogey, it smells like the gods spitted in here."
Bogey came over, his eyes wide.
"Ooh, what's it taste like?"
Stinker scooped out a dollop of potion with his finger and sucked it.
"Tastes a bit like honey, but, ooh, I do feel funny."
Bogey scratched his nose.
"Stinker, you just said honey and then said funny. That were odd."
Stinker rolled around for a bit, clutching his tummy, then his throat, and finally his head. Eventually he stopped, stood up, and said,
"I feel as clever as a god. It seems I drank a magic drink that's given me the power to think, create, remember, plot, and scheme. The skills of every bad guy's dream."
Bogey was amazed.
"That's great, brother. Can I have some?"
But Stinker shook his head.
"No, you can't. You're far too dumb. I'm the oldest and I'm the worst. Besides all that, I found them first. These golden jugs, 1, 2, and 3, from this day on, belong to me.
Bogey scratched his head.
I stinker. I said some, and you said dumb. That were weird.
Stinker rolled his eyes.
Not as weird as your wonky green beard.
Bogey scratched his chin.
I stinker. I said weird and you said beard. That was strange.
Stinker put his hands on his hips.
I'll yank your beard if this subject don't change.
Bogey scratched his cheek.
I stinker. I said strange and you said change. Do you think you'll rhyme with everything I say?
Stinker sighed.
It's looking like it will be that way. Now hush your mouth and lend a hand to hide these jugs deep in the land.
Later, when the gods woke up, they were all shocked to find the potion was gone. That was part one of The Potion of Poetry. To find out if the Saxon gods get their potion back, make sure you're subscribed to this podcast for tomorrow's episode. And if you're enjoying the story so far, please could you do a little thing for me? All I'd like you to do is talk to a friend about this podcast so you can share this Saxon legend with them. And if that friend has never heard of our podcast before, even better, tell them to search for Fables and Fairy Tales in any podcast player. Right now, though, it only remains for me to say cheerio, and I hope to hear your story soon. So, cheerio, and I hope to hear your story soon.